at 106, Hunter McAtee placed second, and he had a great semifinals match. He pinned a kid that we'd never wrestled before who was pretty high in the rankings, so he kind of went and took care of business in that match, pinned his way actually all the way up to the finals. So I'm really proud of Hunter. At 113, Gavin Chambers, he also placed second, and I would say he wrestled his absolute best that he had all season. Had a huge upset in the semifinals match with a big pin over Centralia. Just really proud of Gavin. He really stepped up this weekend and gave it 100% like he always does. At 138, Coleman Griffin, he also placed third. He lost his, kind of had a slow start, lost his very first match, and then that was the last match that he lost the whole tournament. So for Coleman to bounce back like he did, showed a lot of heart, and I'm super proud of him. 182 pounds, Mark Trump also placed second, and he pinned his way all the way to the finals. We met up with a tough Centralia kid in the finals and couldn't get the job done there, but Mark is a senior, and this will be his second trip to state, so hopefully he's going to go down and look for some hardware. At 220, Caleb Johnson, he placed third, and his only loss of the tournament was in the semifinals, and he really bounced back in that bubble match in the third and fourth place match to get a couple big pins. So anyway, this will be Caleb's first trip to the state tournament, and I'm just super excited for all of our qualifiers. I think the other bigger story was the fact that we placed second as a team. There's a lot of kids that I didn't mention that didn't qualify for state that were just a huge part in those team points. You know, they made it all the way to the bubble round, which is a heartbreaking round, and they gave it 100%, and most of them had gotten pins all the way up to that point. So it was a team effort. There's a lot of guys that'll be not going to Columbia that were a huge part of this team, and we just were so proud of the team as a whole.